This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to the Profit Doctor. Always good to have the Andy Schell here with us.
What's hey, Cassie, yes,
you got a new barbecue,
much.
Huh? So you're cooking up something, huh?
Yeah, I am. Cooking steaks for the 4th with the family. I'm going to circle back to that if I have time, since I have 4 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Go for
good job on Alan to keep it to exactly 5 minutes. I was impressed.
Yeah. All right.
Looking forward to hearing Casey at the bottom of the hour in 4 minutes. It was my pleasure, along with you, Dave, to support him during his early years, the trials, the tribulations of starting a business. So we're so grateful to see the blessing that he's received in his business growth. So that's really awesome. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about servicing. Circling back, been talking about money and finance. Now I'm going to talk about servicing. So we have servicing webinars coming up in 2 weeks through the MBA. So be sure and sign up for that. And we're going to talk about when to hold them and when to fold them, because you got to know which loans do you keep, which loans do you don't. We're going to cover servicing functions and subservicing, because most people have a subservicer. We're also going to dive into the intangible benefits of servicing. That's a really big deal. There's a lot of intangibles, and we got to try to put an ROI on it. If you look at the ROI values of servicing from the different valuation companies, I mean, it bounces all over the place. It can be 20% 1 week and 100% the next week and negative the next week. So the servicing IRR is an important measure, but it's very susceptible to change. So we need to talk about that. The key thing I wanted to mention today, though, is the MSR preservation tactics. This is a really, really hot topic. MSR, that's
tactics,
the mortgage servicing rights.
Yep.
Preservation. How are we going to keep it? How are we going to keep our servicing portfolio from running off? So what we do is we sign up to receive notices when any of our borrowers receive a mortgage credit pull. And we call the borrowers and say, hey, understand you're looking at a mortgage, let us help you. The other thing servicers are doing is when they get a payoff request, they have these call centers and they call the borrower and say, hey, understand you're looking at refinancing? We can get you a better rate and a lower payment than you're talking about with your other option, guaranteed. And you know how they can guarantee that? They're doing a call center, no commission paid. And they're going to preserve the MSR because they're about to write off 1%. So as long as they have a cost that's less than that, they're better off to do whatever they got to do to save that MSR. So that's happening. That's frustrating to originators who are with shops who don't hold servicing, because they can be in the midst of a refi, getting ready to close, and the borrower runs off, just quits. It's also really difficult for the non-servicing holders to hedge the pipeline when you've got this kind of fallout risk at the last stage. Normally, you assume clear to close is 98% pull-through, and with refi, maybe not given this stuff. So we're going to talk about that more and more during our webinar. So that's servicing. Now, back to the grill in 52 seconds. It's an awesome grill. You know, Dave, in my backyard, I got that built-in, got the fire pit and that built-in stand and got a new grill. It's a pretty high-end grill, but it's got perfect heating surface, and it's not the old style of a grill. It's actually a stainless steel grill, and it's got ceramic tubes to distribute the heat. So the heat is distributed perfectly across the cooking surface, so you get perfect heat distribution throughout the grill, which was the thing I hated most about my old grill, was inconsistent heating. So James and Aaron, my grandson Finn, are coming over for the 4th, and we're going to marinate steaks and cook steaks and just have a good time.
Oh, that's so much fun. That'll be, I tell you, it's one of those things where you get a good grill. I bought this one, and it's got an infrared this component, so I can't wait. We'll have to compare notes, try to wheel it side by side and see which one cooks the best. So anyway, appreciate it so much, Andy, and it was fun working with you on the Casey Crawford project. It was just, it was one of those unusual moments where you get to come in, and little did we know that where it would go. So we're excited to be bringing you that segment here in just a minute.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank, so good to have them as our newest sponsor. The MBA, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative, the two co-ops in our advertising group. as well as Velma, KnowledgeCoop, and Vidyard.